This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In 21st century America, jobs for life are rare for those lucky enough to have jobs with retirement plans. With the many jobs comes many a retirement plan, which all send quarterly statements that need tracking. Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance here at Marketplace, has been tracking the confounding proliferation of all those portfolios. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you, David.
So, is it likely that people will end up with really a hodgepodge of plans, a hodgepodge of quarterly statements?
Absolutely. A bushel, a cluster. I mean, it depends on how many jobs you have. And these days, people are changing jobs, you know, like they change their underwear. I mean, it's like people are ending up with all sorts of retirement plans when they move from one job to another. And suddenly, five jobs later, you find when you look at your retirement accounts and you're trying to consolidate or trying to get your retirement sorted out, that you've got five different plans at five different employers. And it can be really difficult to keep track of.
So you do see it as a problem?
Well, it can be, yeah, because these plans can be really, really tough to manage. I mean, you've got to keep an eye on all of them. You've got to declare them all at tax time, apart from anything else. You've got to make sure that your address is up to date on each one. You've got to keep an eye on the companies, too, of course, you know, because you know, companies can go under and their retirement plans can have problems when they do that.
So if you do feel overburdened by all these different statements coming in and need to track everything, which I think is crucial, what might you do?
Well, you can consolidate them. That's to say, roll them all up together, although not all entirely together, because you've got two types of retirement account, of course, the ones where money has gone in before tax and the ones where the money goes in after tax. And you've got to keep those separate. But otherwise, you can actually kind of bundle them all together. And if you can keep an eye on them, you can just have these two neat little stacks of retirement accounts and manage them much more easily that way.
All right. So consolidate if you can get your act together to do so. But is there really a downside to that possibly?
Well, there can be because, you know, company plans can be a lot more flexible than IRAs, right? So you can lose out on some perks when you roll out of a company plan into your own IRA. In some cases, you can borrow from the company plan, so you lose that perk. And often a company plan will let you invest in its own stock, and rolling that into an IRA could lose you some tax benefits. On the other hand, if you wanted to use your money that's in an old company plan to pay for a school or for a home, you'd have to roll it into an IRA rather than your new company's plan. So, you know, you want to make sure that you work out what it is that you want to do with your life and what it is that you want to do with your money before you actually get into this consolidation business.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer, personal finance here at Marketplace. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.